Time for our legislative review program, and our guest on the program today is State Senator Jesse Green. Senator, thanks for taking time to visit with us this month.
Hey, good to be with you, Jim.
All right. I know it's been kind of a busy week once again down there. Again, from your standpoint, I know on your committees you've been trying to run some bills out. We've had a few other things that have gone on this week as well. What were some of the highlights?
Well, on the floor this week, the only bill that we ran out of the Senate was trucker tort reform. You probably heard in the news recently that we, in the legislature, the governor signed a bill that would had some reform on medical malpractice reforms. So this was very similar to that conversation, but was for truckers. So we are kind of unique where we're the first state in the nation to kind of take this angle at trucker tort reform. But it's pretty obvious that some of the problems facing truckers in Iowa keep increasing, and that we have a little bit more activity in Iowa with over-the-road truckers per capita. And so anyway, there's various reasons that bill got brought up. It got passed out of Senate, but the House has a few votes shy on that, and so it might be a while before they pass that out. But the week before funnel week is next week. For me, the last couple years has just been really, really busy. That's where you ramp up your subcommittee assignments because all the chairs are hustling to get those done so that they can run their bills out of full committee. Because if a bill does not pass full committee by the end of funnel week, that bill is dead for the rest of session. And so as local government chair, I had a lot of bills pass out of subcommittee this week, and I believe there's going to be about 12 bills that come out of my full committee that I put together next week on Monday. So so this weekend I'm just going to do a little bit last research on a couple bills that I might make a last decision to pull from the agenda and just let them die, or I'll decide to let them go. And and once they get out of my committee, then it's fully up to Senator, the Senate Majority Leader, Jack Whiffer, whether or not they reach the floor for a full vote or not. So, yeah, it's an exciting time during session right now.
Well, this is one of the things that you had said earlier you were doing out of your committee, was trying to do a couple of bills a week, if you could, just to move them on through, just so you didn't get swamped with a lot of things right here at the end, right at the end of the funnel. And occasionally we get some that just kind of, they get things thrown into the hopper right before you get to the funnel too. And it just gets a little bit on the busy side.
Well, so one bill, for example, that got thrown on my lap was entertainment districts where cities could zone off an area as an entertainment district. And then with the approval of some of the landowners and businesses there, if they had 25% more approval from those businesses, they could charge a 3% extra sales tax charge in that area for added revenue for the city. And it's a very interesting concept. You know, I instantly thought of like the Boone Speedway or let's say the county fair locations, the Dayton Rodeo where I came from. You know, there's a lot of little entertainment zones that cities could entertain that thought and then turn around and use those added revenues to better those facilities or the area around them. And so all of a sudden that hot potato landed on my lap last week, first time I ever saw it. And again, it's at the end of the day, I don't know if it's the proper time for talking about increase in taxes in any way. And since it just fell in my lap last week, I decided to just stick it back in the desk. See it's alive in the House, and so I if they pass it out of the House later in the session, I'll take another look at it in my committee later, maybe next month or the month after. And so
That's one of those where you have to really
happen. As soon as you think you're done with something, something else comes up.
I was going to say, that's one of those where Let me think about what consequences are with this here. So, because, you know, those are some of the challenges. Yeah, you got to take a look at the whole picture of how this would apply. And, you know, we're familiar, Dayton, and what would be happening here in Boone, what would happen in the metropolitan area.
Yeah.
There's a lot more entertainment venues. Anyway, well, those are the kinds of things that happen to you, and you got to work with those to get through there. Well, let's see.
One bill that I did pass out of committee, I'm excited to tell you about, is a volunteer firefighter benefit program, which it'd be a new program that $1 million from the Iowa lottery would go into that if communities want to raise money or provide money to go towards volunteer firefighters or volunteer EMS as bonuses or added retirement benefits or something like that, this fund that we would create would match those dollars from the local level. And I think it's a very popular, will be a popular program, especially for small communities, and a way to say thank you to our volunteer EMS providers. So I was really proud of that bill this week.
Yeah, that's one of those challenges for small communities that do have and exist on a volunteer fire department. How do you give them a stipend? How do you handle that? What do you do? So, yeah, that's good. I can see where that'll be very popular, especially a lot of our rural areas and stuff like that. So, did you get a chance to do any more on housing-related things? Because I know that's one of the focal points you had.
Well, like I said, this chairing the committee has just been a new experience. I thought that a lot of housing issues were going to come up, but ironically, it just seems like more tax issues comes up or supervisor-related issues. So we haven't looked at housing very much. We did hear from Debbie Durham. We got another presentation coming from her in March, and we'll see if she has any specific requests. But at that time, any requests that she has will have to be delivered from leadership or ways and means, but not within my committee. So,
okay.
I thought the topic was going to be housing this year, but for my committee, but it didn't shake out to be that way.
Well, just keep working on other opportunities there. Did want to ask you about some of your other committees you serve on. Did any of those have anything come out? I know there were a couple of bills you had worked on natural resources.
Yeah, so natural resources has been getting a little more excitement happening. There was a bill that I looked at that would establish a new turkey season for 17 caliber rifles, which was eye-opening to many people that bill came out. They were wondering where it came from. But there's 10 other states that allow such a season in their states. And so we just wanted to have the conversation on whether or not that would be something Iowans would like. And so I held the subcommittee on that, and every opinion was negative, and a lot of negative emails about it. So I ended up letting that bill die for now. And the other bill that was a highlight in natural resource this week was our drone bill finally came yesterday. And recently, you've heard me talk about it, where there's been some unusual drone activity around livestock operations, and we would like to enhance or create penalties for drones that are in airspace that they don't belong or are harassing, individuals and people. So we held a subcommittee on that today, and surprisingly, there wasn't a lot of conversation on it. But there's so many bills that are getting looked at right now that I think most lobby and has been distracted with other issues. But so that bill is moving. And but in the Ag Committee, it's been dead quiet. There's been nothing coming through that committee this year. And then the other committee is Appropriations, which that doesn't get really fired up until the last half of session. So we're getting closer to that point. But the other bill that I've been looking at has been, you've heard me talk about the open enrollment transportation bill that I filed, and it's still got some life. I'm working on an amendment to make that more palatable. and we'll see if that makes it through next week or not.
So I know, Ag Committee, I'm guessing most everybody's kind of focused on what's going on with the pipelines and eminent domain and things like that. There's a lot of debate going back and forth all over on that one. So,
well, and so a lot of that conversation's been in the Senate. All of that conversation's been happening in Commerce, and but in the House, I think there was some of that talk in Judiciary Committee over there. Yeah. But there's so many different ideas as far as how to address the pipelines in eminent domain, and that's certainly going to be probably the biggest topic, at least the top three biggest topics for the rest of the session.
Now, I know that for you guys in the House and the Senate, the legislative side, but do you usually wait till March till you get your till the revenue estimating comes out, the March numbers? I think that's usually kind of when you double check to make sure where your position is, isn't it?
We use that as a little bit of guidance to give the green light that everything is safe to move forward. But, we've got the last revenue estimating committee numbers to give some sort of glimpse as to what things might look like. Mm-hmm. And then, as you said, in March, that's when we get the final green light.
So see how things are looking. So, and then we start on budget. Okay. There's a few... Yeah. Few things going on there, so then your appropriations will be a little bit busier, so you'll be hopping.
Well, and to that point, I'm glad you brought that up. Like that volunteer firefighter bill I was telling you about, I don't know if that $1 million is enough money for that program. It, mm-hmm. To me, it actually sounds like a little bit too small when you look at how many volunteer firefighters there are and EMT people there are in the state.
Yeah.
And so if we have a really good appropriations number in March, since I'm on appropriations, I might try to ask for some additional dollars specifically for small communities of less than 5,000 population. I am a little bit worried that small communities won't get at those dollars as quick as larger communities.
Sure.
But I'm not going to make that request until I see healthy numbers from the revenue estimating committee.
Give you a little better handle on that. You know, it's kind of like when you guys were working on the coming up with a plan for lockers, small lockers. You know, put some dollars towards it. Let's see how we can get it started, and it's been very successful.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. Yeah.
So, all right. Again, going forward, final week next week. I'm guessing you're going to stay pretty busy with trying to push things through. And again, for listeners, the big thing is get them out of committee and get them out to the floor so they can move and. You got to get it done so they can, what is it, mostly to the floor so they can move on or just out of committee?
Yeah, so, next week's the deadline. And if you have any interest in the open enrollment transportation issue, it seemed like quite a few constituents in Boone County were the ones that were raising the issue up. If you do have concerns about that, please reach out, or if you want to help give that bill a little more chance to get it through the funnel, make sure you email the Education Committee members about that to encourage them to pass them.
All right. State Senator Jesse Green, our guest on the program today. Jesse, thanks so much for visiting with us. Drive safe out there, and once again, we'll get a chance to visit with you again down the road.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Jim.